turn it on now. I don't know what it's playing, but it should be playing Undertaker music because Leon's back. Bing.
Back from the dead, y'all. What's up?
All right, you can stop it. I don't even know who it's playing.
How's everybody doing?
Well, I could be better.
I could be better too.
I think we could all be better, right?
We could definitely all be better, man.
Yes, sir. I agree.
That's what the Lord would want us to be better, right?
Yeah. Pretty much any higher power. Be better, bittersweet.
Be better.
I am better.
You're crazy.
I am the hype.
You didn't say anything about it. He usually gets mad.
Oh, yeah. Usually he does it. It's because he's changing.
He is
just
changing.
Just like all of us. We're going through something. I don't know what
transitions.
It is.
It's that rip in bittersweet's pants.
It's that, yeah, we got to fix that rip in your pants because this multiverse thing is fucking me up.
Time to learn how to sew, guys.
That's your power, dude. This is how you get your power. This is your power.
Is it happening? Am I in the midst of it?
You could jump between multiverses.
Whoa, maybe that's what's going on. Welcome to Denver's number one podcast, y'all. I'm back. I'm back from the dead. We here, the ones. Picture of us and the Usos. You know how it is. It's going to be back though, man.
It is. Yeah, yeah. It is. It was. I was about to name last week's episode the second weirdest podcast.
Yeah, just a little update. I was watching the last podcast from a hospital bed.
Yep, he was.
What?
Y'all were wondering why.
Yeah, what?
Did y'all tell the people?
No, I said that we should let you come and talk about it.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Because no one fucking texted me. I was wondering. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, fuck. No.
But yeah, before we get into all that, the shenanigans, how's your day going, Tron?
It's cool. I mean, I went and did some things today.
You're just running around.
I was running around. Yep. I wanted to go to the gym, but like I got a little too tired after walking. Because I went to a place today. I went to the 07 today, and then I walked back from the 07.
Oh, damn. Okay. So you... Oh,
I got a lift over there, and then I walked back.
Yeah, that's a fucking journey.
And I wore my big old, my creepers.
You wore your creepers, too?
I walked in my creepers home.
Yeah, you was probably hot, too.
No, I wasn't that hot. It was in the morning.
Okay.
And it was a nice walk.
So that's an exercise in itself. And then you got back, and you walked to another store, and then you went and walked to get some food.
Yep.
There you go. Sounds like a good productive day.
Walking.
Oh, productive.
Jesus did that.
Moses did too.
Yep. How about you, Bittersweet? How's your day going?
I felt like shit. You know, one of my migraine days.
Ooh.
Had some acid reflux through some of the tacos I had this morning.
There we go. Yeah. Was it worse or better the second time?
About the same, actually.
I think those tacos are the same thing to me because I kind of like threw up a little bit in my mouth when I like woke up from my nap.
I was feeling gross before I got the tacos. I'll just mention that though.
Okay.
Fair.
But we all feel gross.
But yeah, I think so. I mean, most likely, right?
Is this true?
Probably not.
Oh, okay.
Do I feel gross?
Chavi, how you feeling?
Yeah, I've been in like a mental hole for the last couple weeks. But today was like the first day I felt like I've been climbing out. I'm being born again, coming out of the womb.
There it is, bro. You know what part of that has to do with, right? WrestleMania is when the new year starts.
Yep. You said it best. You said it.
So that's what it is. You're just like, you know, getting over the new year, getting over that high, and you're out of that rut. That's what's up. Chloe, how's your day going?
My day's pretty okay. Pretty chill. Yeah, just did a couple chores. I don't know. Yeah, very midday.
Mid-your-day.
It
was midday when it all happened.
What, the rip in your pants?
No. Oh. The midday started at midday.
It all happened when midday happened.
It all happened when the Fire Nation attacked.
You ruined it already.
That was the point. We shot something. We shot a video.
Wait up, you're jumping too ahead of the
That's
fucking...
the point.
No way. We didn't go around and everything yet. You going fucking...
Who gave him the mic?
Yeah, who? He picked it up off the fucking floor.
I stole it.
How are you, Lee?
I'm going through it. I'm going through it right now, man. So yeah, last Monday, let's just start there. So last Monday, I had to go to the hospital. And the reason was, woke up, normal day, normal fucking Monday, right? Wake up, get ready, take my shower, go to work, get my coffee, start the day. And then like probably like an hour into work, I started to get like a little headache. Just like a little slight headache. I'm like, oh, like, that's whatever, you know, whatever. Maybe take some ibuprofen. But then a few minutes after that, I started to get like lightheaded slash kind of like dizzy. And thank you, bittersweet. And so I was just kind of like sitting down, like, okay, this will pass. And then I started to notice it didn't pass, you know? So I started to be like a little brain foggy, almost like a little lethargic. But nothing too crazy, like literally nothing too crazy. Like I've felt that before, like just not feeling good or whatever it is. And then I went to go get my coffee cup from the back, right? And I had my coffee in the hand. And I was walking, boom, ran into a wall. Like, just kind of, like, my shoulder bumped into the wall, like, coffee spilled. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, that was weird. And that's just, I don't know. I could say that I wasn't paying attention or whatever, but I'm like, no, I'm not just going to fucking run into a wall with my coffee in my hand. And I noticed that, like, the dizziness and just kind of started to, like, maintain and, you know, kind of get a little worse. So I told my boss, hey, I'm going to go home. Got home. And, like, probably, like, a block away from home when I'm driving, shit started, like, turning. The wheel started spinning. So, like, whoa. So, I grabbed my wheel, and good thing I was, like, literally right by the house, pulled into the garage. I walk in the house, and everything is just fucking spinning, dude. The whole world is spinning. I lay down, doesn't really do anything, start puking, and then to the point where I couldn't even walk. So, Zeke was literally helping me, like, walk around the house, and my mom was like, yeah, let's take you to the doctor's. So, I go to the doctor's, and they don't really know what it is, but I know just after reading all this shit, it's fucking vertigo. And I've been dealing with dizziness and vertigo for the last week. So, like, as of right now, too, like, I'm still a little out of it.
He's, like, all, like, God, we're all, like, on watch with him.
Yeah, oh, 100%. Well, and I appreciate y'all.
That fool, the other night, me and Zeke were playing fucking video games down here. And you heard it, too, remember? We were all playing video games.
The thump?
And we heard, I know what it was. It ended up being my dresser, but we heard it go, like, it all fell down. And I was, like, me and Zeke, I was, like, go check on your homeboy. He was, like, and Zeke fucking didn't even go check on you. He went upstairs, looked around, and I don't even know if he checked on you because I went back up there and asked.
You knocked on the door, yeah. And you're like, you cool? I'm like, yeah. Like, we heard a thump. I was like, it wasn't me.
Get it up from falling.
Yeah, right. Oh. Yeah, that shit sucked, though. That shit fucking sucks.
It fucking, yeah, I'd be crying, dude. You already know me.
I've gone through so many waves this week, dude. Like, it's fucking crazy. Like, I'm trying to stay positive about this, but, like, I don't feel like myself, like, at all. Like, at all. I can't do anything. I haven't drove my car in a week. Like, I haven't gone anywhere. I had to take the whole week off of work. But I'm able to, like, walk again. I'm still fucking dizzy. Like, I can't really walk in a straight line. I know Bittersweet noticed it. He said I walk like Batman, like Michael Keaton Batman when I'm turning.
He's not turning his head, like, he's staying stiff up here for the most part.
Trying not to do no quick movements and shit. But, yeah, they don't really know what it is, man, but just doing a bunch of, like, research and shit. It could be a few different things.
Syphilis.
It could be syphilis. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Oh, God, man.
But the good news is, like, the vertigo has, like, almost completely stopped. Almost, like, right now I'm spinning a little bit, but I think it's just because I was doing a little more than I'm used to. But other than that, just super dizzy right now. So we'll just kind of play it by the days. My doctor told me to, if it's not better by tomorrow, to set up another meeting with the specialist and then just kind of go from there. But yeah, it's weird, man. It's a fucking weird feeling. I don't like it at all.
Don't talk to me. I'll murder you.
But again, thank y'all. I appreciate all y'all. All y'all are checking on me. All y'all have been offering me things. So shout out, Mama. Thank you, Mama. This is actually a big wake-up call for me, Tron.
Yeah, you said it. I already know what you're going to say.
You know exactly what I'm going to say, huh?
Yep, I know because you told me the other day.
I need to find a woman, y'all. I need to find a woman. I know. Sorry, y'all.
Tell them why, though. Tell them why.
Because I couldn't drive. I couldn't fucking walk. I couldn't do anything like around the house, you know?
The bus drive.
Yeah, the homies don't drive, so it's like, oh, shit. But thankfully, my mom was able to take me to all these doctor's appointments. She was bringing me food, and she was, you know, she took care of me, bro. And I'm like, damn, like, I don't know if I want to maintain this this single life for much longer if I'm going to experience shit like this, you know what I'm saying, like these outliers. a little scary, a little wake up call. So I'm gonna be looking for my baby mama this year.
Baby, that's what it was. Your mama's baby. Yeah, taking care of you and like, you know, coming and check on you. And
absolutely.
That's all it was. You just want to have someone to be over here, like, you're gonna be okay, and like cuddling you and like taking on you.
It does feel good. I ain't gonna lie. It does feel good.
I bet.
Yeah. I was gonna say. I'm sorry. The dog's like barking and shit. I run to go see what it is, and it's his mom at the door coming in, giving him food and everything.
Mama's medicine. Shout out, Mama's.
Yeah. It's definitely him getting babied for sure. I think that's what he wants.
Yeah. Don't get ahead of yourself. Just think about it. Think that's what it might be. You know?
Oh, yeah. No, it could be. Yeah. Maybe I am getting ahead of myself. But it, y'all baby me too, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit felt good. And if I could find someone to do that all the time, I'll return the favor. I'm not dizzy.
You baby him?
Huh?
You baby him?
I mean, I haven't babied him, but I'm like checking on him. I'm food
it's his
like,
version of babying.
I was like, you hungry?
So we went and walked and got some food for me. I'm gonna just pretend I'm dizzy for the next year. Just kidding. Fuck this, bro. I would take all this back. I would take never being babied by y'all in my life ever again if I didn't have to feel like this.
For real?
I swear.
Shit. You convince my nephew to take care of you. No one even wants to take care of me.
As he said, he'll take care of me if I get old. He walked in one day when I was sitting on the couch, and he's like, "That's it. I've had enough, Lee." He's like, "I'm going to be your chauffeur today." He's like, "You want to get out of the house?" I was like, "Dude, I'm spitting. I can't do anything."
He was trying to get someone to go watch John Wick with him. That's why.
I'd have been the movie theater.
He wanted all of us. He was like, could have gone to see John Wick that whole day. You should have gone with him.
I would have fucking been throwing up the whole time.
Theater like that, you would have been like, if you took it to
maybe. Actually, I might have been okay.
Could have been.
You could take your neck pillow and just kind of how you have to sit. You know?
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
You probably could have. I mean, it's not like you weren't watching TV the whole time either.
Not to say, yeah, because like TV really doesn't fuck me up. Even like Minecraft didn't fuck me up the other day. The first couple days, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't look at anything at all. But I probably could have sat through the theater.
What the fuck?
Bless you.
Oh, that sounded like a hairball.
Clay had a hairball.
Hey, I don't got comments on this thing. It's like got me logged out on comments because I have to log in. What are people saying?
Bless you. You got Dan saying get better.
Appreciate you, D-Flow.
California Mousey saying it's a lot worse than he's saying.
He's my baby. All my sons are my babies. I would do the same for you guys.
I'm somebody's baby.
That. Yeah, she offers me medicine all the time.
She brings you medicine, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, thank you for that, Angela, honestly.
Dan wants you to move to Vegas so I can take care of you.
I'll do it. Here it is. That's what it was.
You know what
Daniel
says to me?
What's up?
He told me one day, oh, man, I think it was in L.A. He was like, fuck you. You know that I'm the only one that will take care of you.
Oh, D-Flow.
It's too hard.
I appreciate you, D-Flow. You know what? You would take care of me, dude. I'm going to do it. I'm moving to Vegas so D-Flow can take care of me. He's going to lose me on the strip.
Yeah, like, I couldn't stop him. He's addicted to the strip.
He become, you like, Weldon or whatever. Here. He's just a visitor. He shouldn't have moved here.
I'll become a tunnel person real quick, bro.
No, you'll be like, what's his name, D's Nuts?
Melvin? Yeah, Melvin.
Melvin.
But, yeah, Vertigo and whatever else I have going on, it fucking sucks. But take care of yourselves, y'all. Go to the doctors. Oh, crazy shit, too. Okay, so here, let me give you all a little backstory, too, okay? I went to the hospital 3 times. First time I went, I felt like they had me kind of in and out, but he did do a CAT scan, make sure there was, like, no crazy shit going on. CAT scan came back clear. I was good to go. Still super confused. Didn't really know what's going on. Didn't give me shit. They gave me an IV, and they kind of sent me home. And I was still feeling pretty much worse, like, 2 days later, and went back to the hospital. And this one, so I went to the emergency room, right? This was fucking crazy. So we go, check in. They wheel you down this hallway. And this lady's like, here, I'm going to intake you, blah, blah, blah. Like, just in the whole, like, waiting room. And I'm like, okay. So she's asking me all these questions just, like, in the waiting room. And she's like, oh, also, the doctor's right here. And so she's going to be asking you questions, too. I'm like, okay. And just, like, at a desk. So she goes, asks me a couple questions. And then, like, oh, yeah, we're going to take you back. And they take me to just the other hallway around the corner. And there's just chairs in the hallway with dividers. So there's, like, no beds, no, like, equipment, really, besides, like, just a few things in that little section.
We're prepping for the 15th wave of COVID.
I think that's what it was, right? And they sat me down in that hallway, and they just fucking gave me the IV in that hallway, and really didn't, they didn't check my mouth, they didn't check my eyes, they didn't check my ears, like didn't do anything really. And after my IV was done, they came, wrapped me up, and then just sent me out. I didn't even do like sign any documents, talk about billing, like anything at all.
Oh, they thought you're, they probably thought you were drunk or something.
Probably, honestly. And so they just sent me out. I'm like, that's fucking weird, right? Anyways, still feeling like shit, so I'm starting to look at these other things. I heard acupuncture helps, so I go to do acupuncture, got that done. And then I'm like, let me get my ears cleaned out too, because if it's something stupid like fucking earwax buildup, pressure, like I'm going to feel dumb. So I go to the clinic to go get my ears cleaned, right? And she's like, oh, there's a, you know, there's some in there. We'll clean them. She's like, but it's nothing. She's like, I can still see like whatever the fuck is back there. So she's like, you're still good. It's not infected. And but she starts checking everything else, and I open my mouth, and she's like, oh, she's like, honey, you got strep, like fucking right away. I'm like, damn. But I had no symptoms. So like, if those doctors would have just fucking looked, I could have started these antibiotics a lot earlier, and hopefully that could have helped, or maybe if it is all connected, that wouldn't have progressed or whatever. But it's all water in the bridge now. But yeah, take care of yourselves, y'all. Take care of yourselves. I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Just kidding. But because Lee's been all like sick and stuff, we watched a lot of movies together.
We have spent a lot of time together this week.
We all been laying on the bed, all like comforting and rubbing his feet and stuff. He won't tell you that, but that's what we've been doing.
With their mouths. At least Tron. Tron had a toe in his mouth for a couple movies. But yeah. What movies did we watch, Tron?
What movies did we watch? What was the first movie we watched? Cocaine Bear, right?
Oh, we watched Cocaine Bear. Yeah.
Yep, we watched Cocaine Bear. Funny movie.
Good movie. I think it's not like, fuck, don't watch it expecting to see, like, be amazed by anything, but you won't be bored at all watching that movie.
That's funny. I liked it a lot.
We did a back-to-back that day, right?
We did a triple sec. We went triple. Yeah, you fell asleep during one.
Oh, I did. Yeah, the last one.
The one after Cocaine Bear was Tetris.
Tetris. I love that movie.
Tetris.
Probably one of my top favorite movies now, and I need to still buy me a copy of Tetris.
That movie is different. I did not expect that shit at all. And that's probably one of my favorite movies that I watched this year. I was fucking in.
Yep. I was invested. I liked it. I mean, it's, you know, whatever, based off true events. So, like, there's that. And then the Hollywood aspect to it.
There's definitely some parts that are super exaggerated.
I just can't. Like, it's like, to me, it's like, picture like Nintendo execs running from like the KGB or whatever and shit.
Yeah, so a little background behind for the movie. It's basically how Tetris got to where it is right now and onto the Nintendo, right? The Game Boy?
It's the story about how like I don't know how it got out of Russia pretty much because it's a Russian game or whatever. Like,
it was made by, what's his name? Alexei,
yeah. And then he made it for a company and then, you know, like Russia stuff and then, a lot of corporate stuff, like when involving rights. And
yeah, a lot of like licensing that wasn't legit, but people were still selling it across the world.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. It's very fucking complicated. I don't know too much. I don't want to go into it because I'd butcher it. But
yeah, there's too many angles.
If you got Apple Plus or whatever, go watch it because it's like, it's an outrageous movie. But it's a good story, I think.
Bittersweet took an edible at the beginning of the movie. It was very chatty at the beginning of the movie. And then, like, halfway through, I didn't hear anything. And I think the movie kind of took him on a trip.
It did. Stuff just started making less and less sense to me.
Did you watch it all? Were you in it? I left probably,
like, for the last 20 minutes of it or something, okay. I think.
Couldn't take it.
I was just like, I can't do this. I'm tired. All I see is green screen now. That guy's definitely wearing a wig. This shit doesn't make any sense. This is definitely too Hollywood right now. This is over-dramatized. Why are you running? What's with the music? This is too much.
And then there's parts, too, where they do, like, animation as well. Like, where the car chase is going. Like, I was confused, too. Like, that's fuck with me. Car chase was happening, and the car just gets all pixelated, like Tetris game. And then it shows, like, a city view, and, like, they're going, playing, like, old-school 8-bit games. Like, that was pretty dope. I can only imagine.
The edible didn't hit me too hard until after that.
Gotcha. Okay.
Like, it was creeping up on me a little bit, but I was just like, oh, yeah, this is fun. I like this movie so far. And then it hit me, like, I think almost immediately after the car chase. I think that's when it fucking smacked me.
That's pretty much when you left. That was good, though. I give that movie a solid, that's a cock. That's a hard cock.
Both movies were hard cocks.
Yeah, both those are hard cocks.
Yeah, both were hard cocks.
Those were not, that was not a flop day.
Yeah, that was not fun. And then John Wick 3, we saw, but you've been watching John Wick all week, right?
Oh, you finally watched three.
Damn, you sound like a little British.
Damn, you finally watched three.
Did I really?
I don't know, maybe just in my head. Maybe just in my head, but.
That's the one I showed up for.
Yeah, Chavy showed up for John Wick 3.
We switched places.
I mean, Lee fell asleep here in John Wick 3.
Yeah, I fell asleep. I tried to watch it twice already, and I fell asleep like pretty much at the same spot.
I got drunk.
You got drunk? Yeah, I got drunk.
And, dude, I love those movies, but I'm, like, super analytical. Like, I pay attention to details too much, and it ruins the movie for me. It makes me mad.
What was that one part you were saying about, like, a machete or something?
Yeah, so he's, like, fighting John Wick, and then he, like, pulls a machete out of his boot. Like, it's like you could tell it's like the length of it, it should not fit in his boot, but he's like,
chink.
It was retractable.
Oh, fuck off.
It's crazy.
That one is very, very action packed, huh? At least from just the part what I see.
About the third one,
a little much for you,
yeah, a little too much for me, I think.
It became a lot more hyper, in terms of action, I think. The third is definitely the big transition in terms of, like, you're in this world now. This is how the world works. Neon lights, lots of swords, lots of guns, lots of weird shit. It's like you're not part of this life, and this is the life that they live kind of shit.
Gotcha. That's fair. That's fair. But it got me questioning, too, because it's like, how much farther can they go? We haven't seen four yet. And did they get greenlit for five, or there talks about five?
I'm pretty sure there's a five, and there's also going to be a spinoff called The Ballerina.
Yeah, I seen that.
You don't know about five? You didn't finish three?
No, you told me about it, but I didn't finish it. How does three end?
Spoiler alert.
It's old.
Four's already out.
Well, pretty much they crack down because people try to help them. They play like they try to help him. They shut down the Continental and him and I forget his homeboy.
The owner
of the Continental.
Because they start coming down on him, huh? Like
they came down on everybody. Who's,
yeah, they come
like,
down on
him.
Everybody that helped him.
Gotcha.
And they come down on Morbius. And they, cause you're.
I was there when they came down to Morbius.
They slice him up, though.
They slice him up.
That fool up, but he survives.
Okay.
But anyway, that's what sets up. Okay, but anyways, yeah, he helps the whole turn the Continental and him and that the clerk or the receptionist or whatever the fuck who go and do dirt against everybody. And then the ladies.
Oh, he is. He finally gets some action.
You get some of them. It's cool. You gotta watch it. Okay. And then pretty much shit happens, goes down. Oh, what the fuck? And then the bad girl in the movie or the antagonist or whatever in the movie says that, like, you really think this is the first wave will keep coming. And then that fool fucking pretty much pops fucking John Wick off the roof. John Wick takes this big ass fall. Boom, boom, boom. All the way from the top of the Continental and
survives.
And then, one of the bum assassins pick him up. And he survives and takes him to the front of Morbius. And then Morbius gives, like, a fucking, like... And when you take down it like a king speech, and he's, you know, and then so that sets up four.
Okay. So maybe I am a little more interested then. I want to see what's going on. What I really liked is that three starts literally right after two. It's like right when they're fucking running him and the dog, and then it just picks up from there. I thought the dog would be in it a little more. Is the dog in it a little more?
No, you didn't see that part, the scene though with the, who is it, Halle Berry's dogs?
Nuh-uh. She got dogs in there too?
Yeah, so when they meet up, they have dogs, and there's a scene where her and John Wick are doing dirt, and then she has her dog. She's like, and then like,
okay.
No, he gave his dog to somebody.
Okay.
At the beginning.
Yeah, he sent it to the concierge. I know at the beginning
his dog is just more like a cute little
cutie dog.
Which I think they're doing on purpose, so like pit bulls like that don't look bad.
That's a good point.
Which is smart, and I hope they wouldn't. It's a good thing, because they're not bad.
They're not bad. Owners are bad. I've dealt with way more fucking bad chihuahuas in my life than I have pit bulls.
That's why they're like that munchies. They got that munchies in them.
That munchies bark in them, where they'll bark at you. They know you, but they'll still bark at you to, like, set their presence. I say this story all the time, but I remember I'd come into my house, right, and I'd try to sneak in, you know, because I'm coming back from, like, the clubs and shit. And I'd get there and I'd open the door and Munchies would just be right at the couch. I'm like, Munchies, 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 stop. Munchies, stop. Munchies, it's me, stop. And like, I'd be petting him and he'd be sitting there barking at my face. Munchies, stop, stop. But it reminds me of them. Yeah, how it reminds me of them.
I fucking hate that shit. But
you would cry hard when I came home.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, he'd cry hard.
Where were you? Why are you leaving?
Oh fuck no.
Those were the good movies we watched.
Yeah, those are the good movies. But is that all we watched?
No, I think we watched some more. I think we did.
You finally watched Puss in Boots.
Yeah, I watched Puss in Boots twice.
I watched Puss in Boots with them.
I watched it with them. Yeah.
Oh, y'all watched it together. Yeah. What'd y'all think?
I can see why you cried to it. Yeah. It's cute.
I don't know about that, but I liked it.
You don't know what part. You have no. Hey. I don't know why the fuck I'm asking you. You have no emotion.
I don't have feelings.
I don't have feelings. I don't believe in love, but I'll tell you to be safe.
I'll ask you how you're doing every morning too, and if you need anything. But I don't love you.
I'll walk to 7-Eleven and ask if you want anything.
Yep, and I'll go multiple times and get you Gatorades and bananas to help you heal up. But I don't love you.
I'll say I love you when you call to check on the dogs, but won't admit it.
You guys are fucking stupid. I swear to God.
But yeah, so. If you had to take a guess, what part do you think got Tron? And then what part do you think got me?
Was it the one?
I told you, I think.
I don't think you told me.
Go ahead.
A little bit of spoilers for Puss in Boots. Just so
is Perito telling a story?
No.
No?
I know what part it was.
Yeah, you know, let's see it, Chavi.
Is it where they... It's pretty much after the climax and they... Puss in Boots and Kitty... That's who it is, right?
No. What about Chloe? You want to give it a go? Have you seen Puss in Boots, Chloe?
Oh, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it.
Well, I'll just say it's the Goldilocks and the Three Bears plot line.
Yeah, I was thinking that one too. That was my other option.
Wait, what?
The Goldilocks and the Three Bears plot line. Oh,
okay. I would love to see a spinoff of them.
Plot line?
Well, like it builds up very well, and then at the end where like he's like, I'm starting to wish that I'm trying to think this wish ain't even for what you're saying it is. And he's like, what? And then, you know, that
what
part.
What kind of wish is going to make that make all that happen, huh, Goldie?
And then, yeah. And then she says what she says. And then, yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah. And
that's
then,
a
like,
fucking heart. Yeah.
Like when that part
sinker.
Happened, I said it. I was like, I was there and like I was watching it and I saw it coming. I already knew something was going to happen. And then she said it and I go, like first time I let something out, I went, poof. And I was like, I'm fucking crying. Like, because it was my first day of my break a couple weeks ago. And, like, I was just there at home by myself watching it. And...
It did it. It did it. Oh, I felt the same way with me. So I tell you guys
guess
that.
Guess let them guess. Or no, they saw it all together.
For you.
Yeah. For me, I take your guess, too. Because it didn't hit me as hard the second time. Because, obviously, I was ready for it.
Was it... Fuck, I can't think of what it might have been. I can't think of what it might have been.
No. Chavi?
Can I ask a question? Was it something we've already said?
No, not something we already said.
Okay.
It does involve Perito, though, I'll tell you that.
Wait, was it when he was in the bear trap and he was talking to them, to the three bears and stuff, about like how they're, like he likes their family and everything like that, like...
He's like, one orphan speaking to another. He's like, you hit the lottery or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
No, not that part.
Fuck, then I got none.
So I'll tell you what it was, right? So the whole part, Puss in Boots is going through some shit. And I'm not going to say too much, but he's going through some shit, right? Throughout the whole movie. And he's dealing with that throughout the whole movie. And there's one scene where he's running.
There's a clip on social media, too.
Is there?
I think there is, yeah.
Yeah, there's one where he's running. He's fucking scared. His heart beating. And it's just everything. Like, he's having a fucking panic attack. He's having a fucking panic attack, right? And he's sitting behind a tree, and he's going. He's just fucking having a panic attack. And Perito finds him, and he's like, Puss, what's wrong? What's wrong, you know? And he's just like, he's obviously just like not focused on anything else besides his attack. And then Perito's looking around, and he goes, and he just like sits on his lap. And just like, because he wants to be a therapy dog. That's his whole thing.
He says that at like the beginning. He's
he wants to be
a therapy dog one day or something.
He's like, what about my belly? His belly's all full of worms. But so he just goes, he puts his lap, and then Puss in Boots just starts calming down. But the way that they execute it, bro, like, I don't know. Like, that just fucking hit. Like, it just hit.
That movie smacked, dude. I told everybody, it's a sleeper, dude. And, like, the villain in that movie or, like, Puss in Boots' thing, that fool, if I was a kid, I would be scared of that. I would be terrified of it. He's so cool. Like, he's cool, but he's so scary. And, like,
the way he talks, the way he moves. The
fucking fight scenes, though.
The animation was pretty good.
Like, the last fight scene?
Yeah, that was.
At the end? That was like, boom, see, he's like, my gatito blade.
Oh, it's, oh yeah, his gatito blade, huh? But it's funny that you say that you let out a whoo. Because I still have yet to cry for a movie, right? Mm. But I'm going to put Puss in Boots up there now with like my in my top five. Because I do this thing when something hits me when it comes to a movie and I start laughing. Because I feel it hit me. Like, I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm sad. And I start like fucking literally laughing. And
that's a defense mechanism.
100% defense mechanism. Because that shit happened and I was like I started laughing at myself. I'm like, I'm fucking over here watching this movie by myself. I'm about to cry. But yeah, Puss in Boots, man. Hard cock.
Hard cock. Definitely hard cock. I like it. I fuck with it.
It's still technically, like, both Puss in Boots movies are both technically Shrek sequels. And I don't know if you guys recall, but in the first Shrek, they actually had the three bears from Goldilocks.
No, they're, like, locked up.
Yeah, and they're locked up.
Oh, they're
up.
Locked up?
Yeah.
Oh shit! I don't recall that at all.
Yeah, it's like in the beginning when they're capturing like all the fairy tale creatures and stuff like that.
Is there a crime family? not a crime syndicate. What is it?
But if something like that, yeah. But if you rewatch Shrek, it makes it seem like the mom is dead.
Oh, cause like there's like a carpet or something.
Yeah, so they make it seem like the mom is dead.
That's another bear.
Different on bear. Top of like, so they're together, right? I don't know if you remember, there's a line, the bear, he has an American accent instead of an English one, but he's like, this cage is too small, right? Because he's in a cage by himself, and his parents are in a cage together, right? But then they switch over, and everybody's at Shrek's swamp now. And at that swamp, you can see that the kid bear is only with his dad, and the mom isn't there, and he's crying. You just hear the baby bear cry.
Is there, like, a bear carpet anywhere throughout the movie?
I'm pretty sure there is somewhere, yeah.
Damn. Well, fuck you, Bear's Feet, all right?
But all right. I just want to say that they essentially got retconned. Because it is still technically, like, the Puss in Boots movies are sequels. They actually reference the Shrek movies. Yeah. So, like...
You want to piece him up? Once I get my dizziness, I'll piece him up for you.
Because he's my boy. I can't piece up my boy.
That's fair.
But, yeah, I just wanted to point that out.
I'll tell you what, though. Puss in Boots got me pumped for Shrek 5.
And Puss in Boots was definitely better than that other shitty ass movie that I was fucking, I don't know why I was so fucking scared to watch it.
I don't either.
So
I just wasn't in the mood for it, dude. Like, what the fuck?
We decided to watch another movie as a family. Well, we were stuck. We didn't, because we didn't know what to watch. And we finally made a group decision, or Bittersweet made a decision. We agreed. But we watched Terrifier.
The first Terrifier.
The iconic Terrifier, 2016. And
I can't remember the year.
Do you know how much? Because I'm not saying it's low budget, but like it's definitely not a high budget film. Do you know?
Do I know how much it was? Mm-hmm. No, but it was definitely a low budget movie.
It was like some shit Bittersweet make.
So it's not even the villain's first time in a movie. He's shown up in other short films and in the All Hallows Eve anthology film where he kind of shows up in there. He's not as creepy in those ones.
Oh, so he's from... So he's... Okay. Yeah. He's already an existing character.
Yeah, Terrifier is just his own spinoff, essentially. But he is technically the main villain of that of those movies, too.
Okay.
I got that the budget was $35,000.
That ain't shit.
Damn, that's crazy. And it all went for that one fucking scene.
Absolutely.
$35,000.
$35,000 for that film. The sequel had a way bigger budget. I think he got up to like $1 or $2 million.
Damn.
And that's crowdfunded.
Okay. That's what's I seen Jericho's in there, bro. Chris Jericho's in the second one. Yeah. But we watched it and I didn't know what to expect. The only thing that I knew going into it is everybody would always tell me it's gory. There's blood, it's gory. That's all I really knew. And I don't fuck with clowns, so it's like I had no interest in watching it. I don't know what you, like, how'd you feel going into it?
Well, it's just like,
you're against it at first.
I'm not
hard.
A big scary movie guy. Y'all know that. Like, I don't like scary movies. Like, he said Freddy. I can't watch Freddy. Like,
those are my favorite, by the way.
Like, I just can't watch Freddy because of him. Trauma. Last time I watched Freddy with my ex, like, she left that night. I couldn't sleep that night.
What if he stays in bed with you?
Maybe. But I didn't want to watch it because, like, I just, like, gore isn't my thing.
Right, right. It's not. It's not for everybody. It really isn't. I was mostly pushing it because you did say you were interested in it. I swear you did.
I probably did because, like, I mean, like, it's not like, I wasn't scared of it. Mm-hmm. Like, the movie's not scary, but it was like, I don't want to see fucking people getting chopped up and shit like that. And
there's,
like,
nothing in there that you like that you want to, like, take the time of day. Yeah.
Like, you know, this just wasn't my type of movie, but, mm-hmm. like, everybody wanted to watch it. I mean, mostly everybody, I guess.
I was interested in it.
I pushed. I'm not gonna lie. I pushed a little
bit.
It's all right.
But y'all probably thought I was the biggest puss because I got that movie fucking. There was a point where I was just like uninterested because something happened. Yeah. And
it's so I have said this, and I didn't actually say it directly to you guys last night because you guys wouldn't have watched it. But I have said that it is not a good movie. I think the movie fucking sucks. But I like the clown. I like Art. I think he has
a lot of potential.
He's creepy as fuck. I think he has potential to be a horror icon like Freddy, like Jason, like Michael Myers, you know? Like, I think he has that potential. He just has that creep factor. And when I first watched it, the only scene that actually fucking creeped me out was the last scene in the movie where he's in the morgue. If you recall when he opens up the...
Oh, yeah, that's like, fucked up.
That particular scene got me because I watched that shit by myself late at night and I was just like, that gave me chills.
So the story behind Art is he a monster? Or is he obviously right because he's supposed to die?
They haven't really explained it, but apparently in the sequel they do confirm a lot more that he is some kind of demonic presence. I don't know if he's a demon or anything, but he is something.
Okay. Arturo.
Arturo, yeah.
Arturo.
The Mexican version.
But no, I mean it was cool. Like I said, like there was just a part that. I was just like, why? Why did you do that? Now I don't care anymore. Yeah. I don't
that
fucking...
Was, but that, I will say, that was the point, is to be submersive. No, not submersive. To subvert your expectations of what was going to happen.
Gotcha. Okay, and it definitely did do that. Yeah. When that scene you're talking about, because I'm like, okay, now what the fuck is going to... I literally don't know where the fuck this is going at this point.
No, yeah, straight here. Like, I was like, what's happening? And then I was like, but I don't care because, like... I was caring so much about this character.
I was gonna say, to be fair, that was the point, is to make you care about them, and then have the small connection of the other person that you're supposed to care about, because you actually missed the beginning, of the movie. Yeah,
the interview. Oh, you didn't see the interview?
No, yeah, because it comes back around, right?
Yeah, it came back around.
Circle.
Yeah. So it was supposed to show that he did that like a year ago kind of thing. Obviously, he's still out. He was watching the interview, essentially, is what they set up there.
Okay.
Yeah. But, it was supposed to be her story. They actually showed her first, but you just didn't know it was her.
That's a good point. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense, but also it doesn't make sense, you know? Yeah. Like, you know, make the movie a little better, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. Their budget definitely went into these,
to that
effects,
one scene?
To the special effects in general. Yeah. They're very not CGI. There's no CGI in these movies.
Which I like. I'd much rather have those effects than CGI when it comes to horror.
Yeah, the practical effects are crazy. And the fact that you can't, like, they gave us close-ups of some of those scenes, like, it's, like, that's pretty crazy looking. Like, it's not great. Like, you're seeing some of, like, you can see kind of how fake it is, mm-hmm. right? But, like, it's still like, wow, this is still pretty intense.
Yep.
But no, it's not a good fucking movie. It's a 2 out of 5 movie. But Art the Clown, I think, is a 4.5 out of 5 character.
That's fair. That's fair. Art has potential. The movie as a whole, fucking trash. But obviously, they made a 2, so maybe we got to watch 2.
Yeah, maybe we're the dumbasses.
Yeah, well, maybe.
No, I am. I bought 2, and I haven't watched it yet. I wanted Birdie to watch the first one first.
Birdie, how'd you feel about Terrifier?
I can go over here.
Watch out, Onyx Coon.
Move over there. Oh, Julie. Go around. Anyways. Sorry, we got tied up there. But I enjoyed it, I guess. It's like you guys were talking about earlier, a lot of the money went into the prosthetics, a lot of and the effects and stuff like that. For me, it was just like the talents. sucked so bad. Mm-hmm. I wanted to really enjoy Art the Clown, but it's almost like it's sports, right? Like you could have a star player, but like if the rest of the team sucks ass, it's not going to be a good game. So that's kind of the situation for me.
That's a good description.
But yeah, it's
like absolutely.
Yeah, but I saw in the trailer for the second one, it seems like the talent surrounding him is at least a step above what we got. But overall, just another movie where I say, wow, there's like a lot of potential there. You know.
What do y'all give that, a cock or a flop?
Sorry. Bish, we want to give Chloe. I just had a couple questions. No, but I was gonna say that's literally the same thing for me though too, because I think that like, especially with Art, that he did some creepy ass shit, but the talent didn't react the way that like someone in, if we were in that position, it would be fucking scary as fuck, and it'd be like, oh no. Sometimes.
Wait, can I talk about my both favorite and most hated scene? Because like I can describe it, right? Okay. So like the scene where she's got Art on the fucking ground.
Yep.
She's got like a fucking huge ass board in her hand. And she's saying, get up, motherfucker, get up. And literally I was like, no, stay down, motherfucker. Like just, this is the opposite of what we want to happen. And I'm just kind of like, that whole scene, it was so ridiculous and so just out of touch with what would happen.
I feel the same way about that scene too. All I could think of was it was a fucking WWE promo. She's like, get up.
Well, I think I barely caught that part because, like I said, I lost interest.
It was making me mad, too. Like, they would stab him.
Yeah.
Stab Art. And then they'd run away. They would just drop their weapon and run away. I'd be like, wait, why are you stopping? Just, like, keep going.
Yeah,
oh, also, like, that, when she tried to open that window, and she spent, like, 20 minutes trying to open that fucking window, and he's walking to her in his, like, tits-out outfit, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
I was like, bro, if I touched it and it didn't move, I would move on, you know? I would go somewhere else. Like, I was telling him, I was like, in that situation, if I can't get out, I'm moving. I'm climbing shit. I'm going into weird-ass spots where he can't physically get to me.
Yeah, there was a couple little things for me, too, like where he'd walk into a room and they'd be hiding behind a wall, but, like, you could clearly see them, like, they're full body behind the wall. It's like, all right, just look to your right. You look only on the left side of the room, Art. Look to your right.
To be fair, it was really funny when she hid in that closet and he pretended that he couldn't see her in the peephole, and then he, like, saw her, like, ha, ha, dumb bitch, you're fucking right there. And then he was just, like, casually banging on it to scare the shit out of her. Like, you know, she deserves it at that point.
I don't know why they with the homeless creepy lady, and then like
I thought she had more of a role, like her and Art were like a thing or something.
Yeah, I thought something like that was gonna happen. Right, like,
yeah, her role was a little random. I was gonna say though, like Art actually genuinely had me like laughing. I don't know if you guys could hear me, but
you're a cannibal. You different sense of humor.
But yeah, I thought a lot of that shit was funny. Like one of the funniest scenes is literally when the final girl like makes it through those doors. And he's, like, right there at the chain, like, trying to grab at her. And she's like, get the fuck away from me. You're fucking insane. Right? And then he just fucking pulls out the fucking horn and starts honking at her. Honk, 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 honk.
Like, that was just, good.
I thought that shit was hilarious.
What are the comments saying?
Terrifier 2 is longer and just as bad. If you like the first one for what it was, then you're going to like the second. Absolutely. It is much longer. I think it's, like, two and a half hours. Whereas the first one is like 90 minutes.
Say hour and 24 minutes. I looked.
I was gonna say let's watch it, but fuck. I don't know if I could do 2 hours of Terrifier.
No, I don't. Honestly, if you guys how you guys felt about the first one, I probably wouldn't say you guys should watch the second.
Chris Jericho was in it.
Yeah, honestly, I want to watch it because Chris Jericho's in it.
Well, I do own it. I have it on my Vudu account. So,
if you guys make a Bearfire.
Bearfire.
Or Bearfire.
Verify.
About Elon Musk.
Wait, can I bring up one last piece of peak comedy that came out of that? Was that same scene where she's telling him to get up, and he like holds on to that moment for a good second, and then just pulls out a fucking gun and shoots her.
That was great.
Yes.
That was fucking great. Yeah. Because it makes you think. You know why doesn't Michael Myers and Jason and Freddy, why don't they use pistols? You know. Just up the ante a little bit.
He subverts your expectations. That's what's great about Art.
Just had a Glock chilling the whole time. Bah!
Can I tell you, because I think it's impersonal. Like, that's always what you hear in the movies, like the serial killer shit, is like a gun is just like that. Oh. I think that's why it's funny.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good point.
He thought it was funny too. He's like, I'm over this shit.
Oh. If it's a demon and stuff like that, like all that shit that he's doing.
It's I guess for fun.
I get okay. So maybe if it's for fun, then I don't get that. But they didn't make it clear of like what his whole mission is. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to other horror icons, I feel like there's more of a mission.
Your expectation.
So essentially, he's just supposed to be that evil. Like there's no motivation. He's just doing it because it's fun for him. It's being evil is what he wants to be. There's no motivation. He's just a dick, essentially.
But he's a demon.
I said the word demon. And I regret it now. I don't think he's an actual fucking demon. He's just some kind of entity that likes to kill.
Like a demon entity?
I hate you guys.
Yeah, because at the end, like that plot twist at the end, I didn't really dig it because, like, you know, like all that shit, all that chasing. If he was like a regular human doing that shit would have been like a little more creepier. I mean, it still is creepy, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Well, I guess it's one of those things where you have to ask yourself, like, do you want it to be a supernatural horror, or do you want it to be like that real life kind of horror? Like, this is just a sicko.
And I would prefer just a sicko. I would prefer he's just a sicko.
When's the last time you watched a Scream movie?
It's been a minute, bro.
It's been a minute.
You guys should watch the Scream movies. Those are fun.
You got them on Vudu?
I do.
Well, you should let me log into your Vudu upstairs then.
Let's have a Scream marathon.
Because I will say I have liked the recent Scream movies as well. They've been pretty fun.
I'm down for that. Yeah. So what do you think then, John? Terrifier? Cock flop? And would you recommend it?
I'm going to give it a flop, and I wouldn't recommend it.
Chloe?
I was catfished.
That's a fucking fair way to put it.
Like, I got an expectation. I got something. So, like, I was, like, it's like that. Like, you know, you hear stories about, like, motherfuckers who spit mad game. And they're like, yay, come through. I'm going to fucking rock your world, girl. And then you go over there and like, nut in 2 seconds and shit.
I'm sorry. I don't have any more condoms. Do you want me to take you home?
Let's
see if my roommate will borrow his car.
I think it is probably one of the biggest teases out there. You like to look at it, but you don't want to be around it.
Travis.
I'm going to give it a flop as well, but it gave me a shot of adrenaline, so I might go look for a little bit more of it.
I feel you.
Oh, I will say Chavi was probably the most vocal, but when shit was actually happening, he was like, what the fuck? No.
God, no. I'm gonna say I'm gonna give it a flop, but I'm gonna keep them on Instagram because you know what? After a couple drinks, I might hit them up again. You know what I'm saying? But overall, flop.
Yeah, it's a flop. No doubt.
Terrifier.
Terrifier.
You know what's crazy? I gotta bring this up right now. Hey, Bittersweet, y'all saw that story engagement we got from this fool?
Oh my god.
Bro.
That's the most story engagement we ever got on the fucking
for real.
Nintendo Nerds page.
I did fucking see that. What the fuck?
Now we know all y'all motherfuckers that reacted to that post.
Yeah, all the motherfuckers that reacted to that post. We know now. We know.
It might be still up. Go check it on our Instagram
maybe
story.
We got like an hour left on it. Or maybe it expires here in a little bit.
Oh my god, so dumb. We do all this, we set up these podcasts, Bittersweet gets lights. We practice our craft. We spend hours on YouTube looking up hosts.
Wait, we do this thing, though, too. We do this thing because this motherfucker did another No Cono show this week. Oh. Where we say, fuck Gary.
Do we still say that?
Well, we debated about it. Should we bring it up on the podcast and see what people say?
Yeah, I'd rather bring it up on the podcast.
Okay,
But what I was going with that, though, saying is we do all this work, though, right? We plan out short films. We shot 2 short films yesterday. We put in all this work. We travel. We meet up with all these people. And our most fucking engagement is me fucking around like I'm doing drugs on a story.
Well, the funny thing about that little clip is I thought you were going to do something like scary because we were all making scary shit. And then, like, so I didn't expect it. And he goes...
I knew you wasn't gonna expect it. That's what I was doing it too. I was like, does this look creepy?
Too good. But yeah, fuck Gary.
I was gonna bring up do you think the fuck Gary is starting to get to him? Do you think that's why he's not showing up now?
I thought he loved fuck Gary though. He claims to love him though.
Lying. Or maybe they're not hitting his heart so much. That's why he's just like, I don't want to even be here because they don't hit that hard anymore.
Well, that is it because like, you know, what we're gonna bring up is we shouldn't maybe do fuck Gary's anymore because Joe's not here. And Joe was like the note guy, camera guy, whatever the fuck you want to call him.
Yeah, if fuck Gary was a religion, Joe is like the Pope.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, he's the communicator with whoever's the higher being, like, you know, fucking fuck Gary. And that's like it. I mean, the energy, like, it's there, but it's not there, you know? Like, remember, he used to come here and it was like his.
You look forward to it. He's a stress reliever. Like, you know when people tell you to just fucking scream sometimes and, like, you'll feel better? That was it for him. Like, for real, that was it for him. Like, he channeled whatever the fuck he was going through into those words, those two words. And I seen it. I see the stress leave his body. That man is probably fucking hurting right now.
He probably is. I wonder if he ever, like, tunes in, puts the volume really low on the phone. And like, fuck Gary.
Whispers it and shit. Makes a fake profile.
So we were just thinking about retiring it, and we just, because like it's just not as in, we don't know how is there anybody responding to it? No?
Just Mousy saying no, and people saying no Gary.
Yeah, Gary Bear's sick too. He's been going through it since we got back from LA as well. I think WrestleMania passed a couple bugs around.
Well, he was sick before then, too. Like, he was getting sick, like, a couple times before that, too.
Like, well, maybe I
mixed up with everybody, yeah, because Bajik was sick for a minute, bro. Yeah.
So.
And then I got a COVID warning out there in L.A. I told these fools when I got back, I was like, I got a COVID warning, and everybody laughed about it.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Like, I mean, I was like, sense. What do you expect? We traveled. We went somewhere where there was 80,000 people packed both in nights.
Yeah, both nights. Well, like, they said tickets sold-wise, there was 181,000 tickets sold, I think. So some people went both nights, but definitely over 100 and probably 10,000 people, you know, in two nights.
And then the airplane in L.A. is just not Denver, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's motherfuckers that was hella with masks on.
Yep. And LAX is not all I thought it was hyped up to be.
Yeah, that shit's fucking... DI is the best...
Don't say it, right?
DI is the best airport I've ever been in out of all... I mean, Dallas was pretty cool. Dallas is
nice.
Big.
Dallas is nice and big.
Or Fort Worth, Dallas. Dallas, Fort Worth?
Oh, yeah,
Dallas.
We went to Fort Worth.
Well, yeah, was it Fort Worth? Dallas,
mm-hmm.
Fort Worth?
Mm-hmm.
But that one's, like, big and cool, but, like, DIA is the most nicest out of all the ones I've been.
Have you been to, like, through San Diego?
Mm-mm.
That
was sick.
That was like going through a spa, like so clean, so quiet. So everyone was just like, yeah, you go this way, get your stuff, like stress free environment.
Oh no, dude, just got served.
Like the area where you get your car, just calm as shit. No cars, just like loops that people just like continuously went through and palm trees, and it was like we're here.
What's the airport that has like the fucking giant waterfall and trees in it? Is that like in Taiwan or something?
I don't know. Probably.
LAX is not like that. Even like car place, like might just be where we rented it, but I think all of them were off-site. Mm. And, like, we go, and it's, like, this industrial area, like, fucking alleys and shit. Mm. But it was cool. I had a good time.
Yeah. D-Flow says we need fuck Gary. I need it. But that's just D-Flow.
Well, D-Flow is a core member of the community.
He's an ambassador,
though.
Yeah.
He's
been a long-time member of the religion.
Yeah, he's a... All right, I mean, we won't stop fuck Gary's then, but, like, we'll keep it going around, but...
Just something.
We need to see the engagement in the motherfucking things. I need y'all to spam fuck Gary in the comments and let our engagement go up, dog. If you're willing to do fuck Gary, just type that shit out at least as many times as you can.
I try to bring the hype like Joe did, but I can't.
It's different, huh? Maybe we gotta FaceTime him one day.
Someone needs to pick Squill when they
should
say fuck
FaceTime?
Gary.
Should we FaceTime him? Should we FaceTime Joe during the podcast and we haven't talked to him in months?
I don't know.
Right? Exactly, right?
What if he's
why not?
What? I don't know, man.
We won't go there today.
I don't want to get him in trouble because clearly we're the issue.
Shut the fuck.
No.
Yeah, right. He's all hurt. Just turned.
Yeah, like he was last week. Remember, he got all hurt last week too. Yeah. All right, everybody. I need y'all to put your motherfucking hands up in the air. Bittersweet. Chavi, are you going to participate, Chloe?
I'll say it.
All right, all right, all right. Everybody, hands up in the air like Goku. Put your hands up in the air. We need to fuck Gary. We need to fuck him hard. I need all your fucking energy to fuck Gary. So on the count of three, everybody, everybody. On the count of three, I need the most passionate fuck Gary in your life because we're fucking this boy hard tonight. One, two, three. Fuck Gary!
That was... There was no applause, but that was good. I felt some energy leave. I felt some negative energy leave, especially in that corner.
I mean, Chavi's been going through it the most.
Yeah. Chavi, how do you feel?
Damn.
That's how I feel. I'm all glowing, happy.
For real. Forgot he was sound guy and everything for a minute. You were lost. That's good. Therapeutic. Maybe we talked too soon, huh?
Yeah, maybe we talked too soon. I think the realization of it probably ending, man.
Gary Bear walks through the door.
Still cold music.
Oh, man.
Goodness. Fuck Gary.
We got a couple fuck Garys. We got a pretty solid fuck Gary. And then last one, fuck Gary 100 times.
Whoa.
That's good. I think we need. Would y'all sport a fuck Gary shirt if it
came
out?
That's the real question.
That's the real question. Like maybe F star 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 Gary.
Yeah. Have his face on there.
Have a face on there.
What happened?
California Mousy commented with a Chloe and a sad face.
I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
The disappointment. The disappointment.
California Mouse, you gotta understand that it's not nothing personal towards Gary. It's the release. It's Gary. I bet Gary just got like a. He's probably in bed all sick. He was probably like. Like y'all
what
ever
was
seen,
that?
You ever seen the Power Ranger movie where they like resurrect Zordon?
No. Oh yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. He's like all musty and shit.
He's like. That's Gary right now. He fucking felt that shit. Gary loves fuck Gary's.
D-Flo said, "Then, now, forever, together."
Whoa.
Think about it.
It's the most coherent that D-Flo has ever sounded to me.
Everlasting. Yeah, it's not. You got to understand, Mom, it's not personal. It's only personal with me. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't say that. I can't have my mom.
Why not?
It wasn't the way I was raised. It feels very odd. It doesn't, like, I don't think I could get the satisfaction. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know,
it would take a lot of training.
I will say, my parents have raised me to be respectful and be protective of all my siblings. And I will still tell them, fuck you and fuck your kid and fuck your haircut and your stupid eyebrows. Because fuck them.
That's how he says,
and that's
I
Mr.
love
Bittersweet.
You.
That's, yeah,
that's,
like, Mr.
that's Bittersweet. How he says, I love you.
Yep. And you buy
fuck
people
you.
Bananas
See?
And Gatorades to take care of them and tell them you don't love them. So, you know, just we're raised different. It's all. We see things different. You see love different. I see the fuck Gary a little different.
I will fucking set everybody on fire.
Like, fuck Gary to me is like my way of showing.
Fuck Gary will bring world peace to the world.
Yes, it will. I'm telling you, it will. Because it's like, that's what it is. It's like, to me, Gary gets a little bit on my nerves. So it is a little release for me. But also, I see what it does for my peers. I see what it does for my friends. I'm kind of like a cult leader when it comes to fuck Gary, you know? My peers get a sense of relief from it. And it's like, you know, maybe I should open up a store and offer like a fuck Gary session every, like, what's his name?
You got to grow a ponytail.
A top knot.
It's got to be a top knot. I was thinking you should like shave your head back, like up to the middle part, and just have like a ponytail back here.
Oh man, I don't know, man.
He's like, welcome to my studios.
As we like, fuck Gary, when you walk in,
grab
and
a yoga mat and find a spot.
Sifutron. Sifutron.
Let's see.
We getting comments?
And
no.
He makes big puppy dog eyes.
Who does?
Gary loves the fuck Gary. If he was here right now, he would tell y'all how he's always here. He doesn't
like a bad fuck Gary. That's what it is. He doesn't like a bad fuck Gary, but he loves a good.
He likes a good fuck. He doesn't like a bad fuck. He likes getting fucked good.
Just like all of us.
Like, even when we have guests here and the fucking guests do a half-witted fuck Gary or they don't want to fuck him good, like.
You don't feel the connection, and I can tell you those people that we've had on the podcast.
They don't come back again.
Yeah, they usually don't come back again.
Yeah, they usually don't come back again. But the ones that have, they usually come around two times.
Yeah, like John, level 7 John.
Yep.
He gets down with the fuck, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
And him and Gary, they have a good connection.
Yep.
I would say the people that say it the most and the hardest probably have a better connection with Gary.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't have anything wrong with Gary. It's all love. And he knows that. Yeah, he knows.
Way to ruin the mood, Chavi. Yeah, just kidding. Yeah.
Bittersweet. I like Gary, but he does annoy the shit out of me sometimes. He says something stupid, and I'm like, stop. I'm the one that's supposed to say stupid shit. Stop.
Hence. Just kidding.
But you're crazy stupid. He's...
Exactly.
He admits that he's crazy sometimes.
That's because he's stupid, stupid.
I'm going to fucking throw shit. Right.
All right. Well, I mean, we're running pretty long. We don't want to keep Lee too dizzy, though.
Yeah, I don't think I could do much longer. I'm down for a bareback, but I don't think I could do much longer.
Are you able to tell him where to find us at?
I'm able to tell him where... Am I? Actually, we'll see. I'm a little rusty, right?
Because Chavi was able to do a clutch last week.
He did it.
All right, y'all.
Zoom in on him.
I know last week was a little different, but I'm back, y'all. And I'm going to tell you where to find Denver's number one podcast. You can find us on Twitch every Monday, 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. We also post our new episodes on YouTube every Friday. We also have a couple Instagrams, Detention with Nerds, and Nerds Worldwide Without the O. And turn that camera because we also got Nerd Cave.
Woohoo!
Tell them, Chloe. Tell them, Chloe.
On Instagram and TikTok, we make videos and open shit and, yeah, make cool stuff.
And when they get to 1,000, you know what they're going to do? They're going to kiss on live. Bittersweet's opening up to it. I've seen them. They were over here flirting and directing yesterday. It's going to happen. Believe me.
It's going to be crazy. I'm going to be tuned in.
We'll get the origin story one day, too, here.
Yeah, we'll get the... Oh, yeah. Well, I'll be here for that one. But tune in for that. Detention with Nerds, Denver's number one podcast. I love y'all. Stay nerdy.